Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians,
720,000.
970,000 of you, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 346 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That's about 100 fewer cases than last week, Tuesday, and 200 fewer cases than 2 weeks ago. So numbers are dropping, we're happy, but the numbers are not zero yet. So it's one thing to say, the numbers are down. Only 50 people caught it yesterday. But it's another thing to say, one of my own 50 people caught it. You know, it's another thing to be one of those 50 people. So I beg, avoid it. Don't go out unless you have to. Don't go out unless you cannot avoid going out. And when you do go out, wear a mask. Maintain your distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. Let's keep ourselves and each other safe, shall we? Keep listening to Hard Facts as well, because we've got the most accurate information on everything, including COVID-19. Starting with the big three, we'll talk about the rehabilitation of the Port Harcourt-Maiduguri Railway. Then let's talk about the UK government promising to return some Ibori loot. And then let's talk about riots in Imo State over police allegedly killing two siblings. Today is Wednesday, so at 4 o'clock, glass ceiling will come your way, and we will talk about glass ceiling convention. Yes, it was such a hit, and the conversations are still happening. So I'm bringing back two of the GlassCon participants. Kate Henshaw was a panelist. Ibijoke Faborede was one of the partners. She's from Elekta, and she'll be here at 4. So Kate Henshaw and Ibijoke will be here 4 o'clock talking to us about GlassCon 2021. On Balogu and Broad, let's talk about commercial drivers. Yesterday, we were talking about their strike in Badagry over harassment from Agberus. And one of them called, Kayode. Kayode called and agreed to be our guest on Balogu and Broad today. He'll be telling us about the business and the profession. And we'll also be looking at the electronic call-up system at the ports. Is it working? How has it improved life for people who are doing business at Apapa and Tin Can? 5 p.m. Don't miss that conversation. News updates will come your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute to win just a minute. After the news at 6 o'clock, it's Final Facts, and we have Let's Talk from Voice of America. But let's get started with today's Big Three Lagos. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The PH Maiduguri Railway Line and the Bonny Deep Sea Port revive the Eastern Economic Corridor. Should the UK return Ibori loot to federal government or the Delta State government? And has the police lost public trust? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is the proposed revival of the Eastern Economic Corridor. President Buhari just flagged off three projects that are meant to help make this happen. First, there's the rehabilitation of the Port Harcourt-Maiduguri Railway. Then there's the construction of the Railway Industrial Park in Port Harcourt. And third, there's the Deep Seaport, the Bonny Deep Seaport. Now, when they call it the Eastern Corridor or the Eastern Economic Corridor, what are they talking about? What do they mean? Well, at independence, the federal government created a new economic plan. And they divided the country into two so-called corridors, both running from the north to the south. The idea was that each corridor would have ports in the south and railways that ran north from those ports. So then industries could be built up and down the railways and their goods could be brought down to the ports. So the Western Corridor had ports in Lagos and Warri and railways that ran to places like Ibadan, Kano, Kaduna. The Eastern Corridor had ports in Port Harcourt, Bonny, Calabar, and railways running to places like Enugu and Maiduguri. But for decades, the infrastructure in the Eastern Corridor has generally been neglected. In fact, the Transport Minister, Rotimi Amaechi, said that the PH Maiduguri Railway is nearly unusable because it's been neglected for 40 years. Now, if you talk to the economists and the security analysts, they'll tell you that poverty leads to insecurity. That's why a lot of them say that it's not surprising that Boko Haram first took root in the northeast, because on average, that region has the most poverty. And that poverty in the northeast is down to a lack of economic opportunities. And the argument has been made for years that this was due to the infrastructure for the Eastern Corridor being neglected. But now it seems that that neglect may be over. Then there's the port in Bonny. We've talked a lot on Hard Facts about how Nigeria needs more ports to be functional. Of course, there's the question of how goods will go to Bonny, get to Bonny, come from Bonny, because you have to remember that Bonny is an island. And even when you cross to the mainland, you're dealing with swampy land and just one major road connecting it back to Port Harcourt. Now, my area be that. So there's a question here about whether Bonny will now be connected to the railway network and how soon that will happen. But what I want to know is what you think about this move by the federal government. Do you think that these specific projects can revive the Eastern Corridor? What do you think about this suggested connection between the lack of rail and infrastructure on the Eastern Corridor and the severe poverty in the Northeast and the rise of insurgency? What do you think about that connection? Well, the suggested connection, you know, that's what the security analysts and the economists are suggesting. Do you think that these projects can help turn things around? It's 12 minutes past 3, 0700-993-993-993. That's our number for men. Our number for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And you can share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We're streaming on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So feel free to share your thoughts. Let's move on to the next call, 99.3.
Good afternoon.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993-901-465-7190. All right, we seem to be having some problems with the phone lines. Let's try that again. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling us.
Thank you, Sandra. Well done.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Altine.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. Good. Thank you so much. I enjoyed your program last Monday, the glass ceiling. Quite interesting.
Oh, I'm glad you attended.
Yes. Okay, on the three hard facts you're talking about, this morning they are returning to... The British government is returning back to Nigeria. I think it should be returned back to the federal government, because ab initio, the Delta State people did not agree that this money was stolen from any from them. They said their son, they denied that their son was guilty. They said their son was not guilty of any stolen money, and they said they were not looking for anything. No money was missing, in the SRC. So they don't deserve that money. The money should be returned to the federal government. They don't deserve the money at all. Since no money is missing in Delta State, so they don't deserve the money. Let the money be returned to the federal government. Now let them use it on other infrastructure. Since Delta State government and the owners of his kingsmen say their son is not guilty.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Aline, for calling us. We've not gotten into that story, though. That's our second story. We're still on the first story where the president has commissioned projects that could open up the Eastern Economic Corridor. I took the time to explain what that is. Let's talk to Jide. Jide is in Festa. Hello, Jide. Thank you very much for calling us. Sorry about that. 99.3.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What do you think about this move by the federal government?
What I think about the man's opinion, I think the money should be returned to the Delta State government because the money belongs to them. So the federal government should not have anything to do with the money that they should give the money back to the Delta State government so that they can use it to develop their own things, to build infrastructure in their own state. That is my own opinion.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Alex. Is that Sandra?
Yeah, this is Sandra. Welcome.
Yes. I want to comment on this
matter. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. I believe that that money should be used to build something, put in place infrastructure in Delta State. It is Delta money. It's not everybody in Delta State that said that money was not stolen. It is just those in government that they are involved by Igori.
Okay.
Yes, and because of that, we have a lot of villages in Delta State that are on tap, that are not having water supply, that are having so many problems that they need no health care. So it should be used for something for the benefit of the Delta people. That's my take.
All right, then. Thank you very much for your take. Voke is in VI. Hello, Voke.
Hello, it's Lucky. Lucky on the left of
you. Oh, Lucky. Hi, welcome.
Shella, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
I want to talk about this data matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last caller, this is what we are talking about this country. We are too...
Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Solomon.
Solomon, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm calling from
Yes, go ahead.
I'm 25.
Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning this issue of Delta State, the money should be returned back to Delta State. Because this money from first place, the money was taken from them. Let the money be returned back. And then they use the money, set up a committee to monitor how this money will be used. I came from Delta State. When you get to that area where the oil has been taken, you will not believe. And now you want to use the money, divide the money to somewhere else. It's not fair. The money to be returned back to Delta State. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. I have to say that the first story we're talking about on the show today is actually the revival of the Eastern Economic Corridor. We haven't gotten to the second story, which is the James Ibori story, but that's a story that everyone is interested in. I told you that President Buhari just flagged off three projects that are meant to help make this happen, the revival of the Eastern Economic Corridor, that is. So there's the rehabilitation of the Port Harcourt-Maiduguri Railway. Then there's the construction of the Railway Industrial Park in Port Harcourt. And then there's the Bonny Deep Sea Port. Now, I told you what why they call it the Eastern Corridor or the Eastern Economic Corridor. I told you that at independence, the federal government created a new economic plan and divided the country into two corridors, both running from north to south. The idea was that each corridor would have ports in the south and railways that ran north from those ports. So industries could be built up and down the railways, and their goods could be brought down to the ports. That was the idea at independence. So Western Corridor existed, Eastern Corridor existed. You had Western Corridor having ports in Lagos and Warri, and railways that ran to places like Ibadan and Kano and Kaduna. Then Eastern Corridor had ports in Port Harcourt, Bonny, Calabar, Railway, and then railways running to places like Enugu and Maiduguri. But all of that did not come to anything, because for decades, the infrastructure in the Eastern Corridor was neglected. You had the Minister for Transport, Rotimi Amaechi, talking about the PH Maiduguri Railway being nearly unusable because it had been neglected for 40 years. And I mentioned how if you pay attention to what the economists and the security analysts are saying, they will say to you that all poverty leads to insecurity. And they think it's not surprising that Boko Haram took root first in the Northeast, because on average, the Northeast is poorer than the rest of the country. And that poverty in the Northeast is down to a lack of economic opportunities. And the argument has been made for a long time that it was because of the infrastructure in the Eastern Corridor being neglected. That's why there's so much poverty in the Northeast. Then you go to Bonny, where we've talked about the ports a long, long time. The question remains, of course, how the goods will go from Bonny or come from Bonny, because it's an island, and even when you cross the mainland, you're dealing with swampy land, and they have just one major road connecting it back to Port Harcourt. But at least that's also being faced at the moment. That's being faced at the moment. You have the president also commissioning that. So what do you think about this move by the federal government? Before we get to the Bori story, that's our second story. I have details on that story coming up. But this first story, what do you think about it? Do you think these specific projects can revive the Eastern Corridor? What do you think about the suggested connection between the lack of rail and infrastructure on the Eastern Corridor, the severe poverty in the Northeast, and the rise of insurgency? Do you think it has some merit, or do you think, oh no, it doesn't have any merit? Do you think these projects could turn things around? Of course, if you'd rather talk about Ibori, that's also fine. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hi.
My name is Shade. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good. Welcome.
Yes, so first I want to say thank you for that little bit of history. I had no idea.
No, you're welcome.
And then second, I think it's a brilliant move, because any part of the country, especially, you know, parts that are not developed, that attention is paid to, I think it's brilliant. We need all parts of Nigeria to be safe, because the more the 36 states are functional, the better for, you know, well, maybe because I'm just partial, like, more people will leave Lagos and the other three states. You don't know, like, you know, we need more productive states.
Mm.
So if you have this new port, I mean, if you have the ports being re-energized and the rail system being, you know, reconstructed and all that, it's great.
Mm.
Now, I think it's a stretch. Anyone want to blame the Eastern Corridor being down,
mm-hmm.
you know, say that's why there's poverty in the Northeast. I don't see. I think it's just a stretch, because I feel like if each governor mm-hmm. in the Northeast mm-hmm. did their job, mm-hmm. if they use just a little bit of initiative, you know, to get their people educated, You know, not you don't have to be super educated, just a little bit educated, you know, empowered, and all that. It'll make such a massive difference. That even with the Eastern Corridor being dead, the Northeast will not be the way it is right now. So I'm sorry, I just don't buy that connection that people are trying to really stretch. It's like a really big stretch of the imagination.
Okay. All right, Shadi, thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
I called my car because
Oh, sorry. Welcome back. So,
I have to go and fill my tank.
Welcome
so,
back.
What I will try to say then, I saw most of the phone call, they said, oh, Delta people were supporting Bori. How many people are in Delta State? Well, we have more than 3 million to 4 million Delta people. Then you talk of about 200 people who support the Bori. Not everybody in Delta State that supported the Bori. So if they saw the money belongs to Delta State. Well, I remember when Buhari was there, Buhari said that Abacha did not steal any money. He didn't kill anybody, but they are bringing Abacha loot every day. They are sharing it. So if one or two people said data money did not miss, but majority of all, we know that the money are missed in data state because we don't have voice to say. So I nobody should come on here to say the data people are supporting their people, so they should not give them the money. I don't hate that It's not good. Please. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, good day. My name is Aguma. I'm calling from Bagada.
Welcome, Aguma.
Yeah. Talking about the Eastern Road, I think it's a good development, but I just wish it will follow with the same speed of the gas piping from... towards Niger and Chad, even though those ones were not captured in the budget. But this one that I believe will be captured in the budget, I wish it will follow the same speed. And other things have been done in the north. Talking about the boring, if anyone is in doubt as to who owns the money, whether the state or the federal, should it be brought for contemplation? Because in the first place, if this money belongs to the government, the state government, and if anyone is denying that fact, then it could have been returned with the British government instead of coming back here.
All right, let's leave it at that because we need to take a quick break. If you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have a poll up on Twitter where we're asking the same question. Should the UK return Ibori loot to the federal government or to the Delta State government? We've got 81% of the voters who are saying that it should be returned to the state government. Let's talk about that story next. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
My people, how far? See, if any kind person say you want the coded password for your bank app, I be your PIN, your card PIN, I be the theory number way day back of your card, your pay ID, I be the answer for your security question. I beg, don't give them all. All this information, them suppose they coded. You no suppose share them with anybody. Make you wise up. No make them scam you. This message now from Kuda Microfinance Bank, the bank of the free. Make you download Kuda for your Play Store or for App Store to open account. Make you start to the enjoy a whole banking.
Babes, your design is so fine. Who did it?
I did.
Who taught you?
Anti-Digital Concert did.
Wow.
Yes. Learn graphic and web design, multimedia and animation, coding, AutoCAD, 3D Max, and more at Tantec Digital Consult. Enroll today to increase your productivity and income earnings. To register, visit TantecDigitalConsult.com/registration and email info@TantecDigitalConsult.com or call 081-6537-2321 and online at Tantec Digital. Hurry now. Tantec Digital Consult. IT training for generation next.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, for our second story, the UK is returning £4.2 million in Ibori loot. It's 28 minutes past three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the nation's number one talk radio station. And you already know, you've already been talking about James Ibori's loot being returned. So that means that you know that he was tried and convicted in the UK for stealing government money while he was Delta State Governor and laundering it in Britain. Ibori may have finished serving his sentence, but the UK government is still tracing all the money. So they just recovered another batch from some of his friends and family. And they've signed an MOU to return it to Nigeria. They're saying that they will never allow their country to be a haven for looted funds again. Now, all of this is good news, but there is some controversy, and you've been commenting on that since I started the show. The federal government has said that it is earmarking the money for specific projects. The Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, the Abuja-Kano Expressway, and the Second Niger Bridge. But now, Serap is saying, that doesn't make sense. You already said that you would use Abacha loot for some of those projects. Serap is the Socioeconomic Rights and Accountability Project. And here's what they tweeted, quote, "We urge Nigeria Gov to urgently clarify why the £4.2 million Ibori loot would be used for the construction of Lagos-Ibadan Expressway and the Second Niger Bridge, despite telling Serap last year that the Abacha loot of over $600 million was earmarked for the same projects. In response to our FOI request, Nigeria Gov had in March 2020 told Serap that the $322 million Abacha loot recovered from Switzerland and the $308 million recovered from the island of Jersey would be used for the construction of Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, Abuja-Kano Expressway, and Second Niger Bridge. However, following the signing of an MOU today to return £4.2 million assets stolen by former Delta State Governor James Ibori to Nigeria, Nigeria government again stated that it would use the money to construct Second Niger Bridge, Abuja-Kano Road, and Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. Serap is therefore calling on Nigeria Gov to urgently clarify how much of the Abacha recovered loot from Switzerland and the island of Jersey has been spent on Lagos-Ibadan Expressway and the Second Niger Bridge, and to provide details of the outstanding work on the two projects. We also urge Nigeria Gov to urgently publish details of the planned spending of the $4.2 million on Lagos-Ibadan Expressway and the Second Niger Bridge, and whether there's any money remaining from the budget for Lagos-Ibadan Expressway and the Second Niger Bridge, and whether the Abacha loot earlier earmarked for the same projects is not enough to complete them. It would ensure transparency and accountability in the spending of the Ibori loot," end quote. That's what they tweeted. That's what Serap tweeted. That's Serap's complaint. We're also hearing complaints from the Niger Delta and the Delta State in particular. Ibori was convicted, remember, of stealing Delta State government's money. So this returned loot is Delta State money. So the argument is, shouldn't the UK be returning this money to the Delta State government and not the federal government? Because remember, state money and federal money are two different things. So, yes, the federal government supervises the sharing of allocation from FAC to all the states. But that doesn't make it federal government money. So imagine that all of us do a project together and we are all entitled to payment. But the client only has my account number, so she pays all the money into my account. My job is now to make sure that each of you get your fair share. It's not my money. It's not even our money. Each of us has their own money inside there. You understand what I mean? So when some of one person's money is stolen and the stolen money is returned to my account. Is it my money or the money of the person who was stolen from? Because that's the question at the heart of this Ibori loot issue. That's why I always say, wait until we get to the story so that I can tell you the story and then you can decide where you stand one way or the other. But if you jump the gun and start talking about it before you've heard from me, you'd say something and then you hear from me and you're like, oh, I didn't reason it like that. That's why I always say to wait. So yeah, does the federal government have the legal right to spend this money? What do you think about Serap asking the government to explain how the Ibori loot is going to be used for Second Niger Bridge and Lagos-Ibadan Express when they already have Abacha loot to do that? 0700-993-993-993, and we have 01465-7190 for our female callers. Ewoma Zeno is in Victoria Island. Hi, Ewoma. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you, Sandra.
Welcome. Go ahead.
See, I'm from Delta State. And if anybody is saying the government of Delta State says no money was missing, I'm not going to argue that. You know why?
Why?
Because when politicians steal, they clean up their tracks so that you cannot trace anything to them. This is the system.
Okay.
They make sure that they remove every evidence, so the next government coming cannot see any form of stealing. Okay. This is what they do. So Ibori served in Delta State. And if Ibori was caught or money is discovered with him and the money is suspected to have been stolen, the money wasn't stolen from Lagos State. It wasn't stolen from Oyo State. It was stolen from Delta State. So the money should be returned to Delta State. What the federal government should do is to supervise and make sure that the money is judiciously used to the benefit of Delta State people.
Okay.
Thank you for this privilege, Sandra.
Thank you, Ewoma, for calling us. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We have a tweet up, a poll up, and we've got more people who are saying that the money should be returned to the Delta State government. 81% of the voters have said, take it back to the state government. It should not be given to the federal government. Kayode Nikoyi, thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, hello, Sandra.
Hi, Kayode. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I think it is very, very legally possible for Delta State to have that money.
Okay.
Yes, because they didn't just say their money was not missing. There was an affidavit signed for that purpose. Now, that could, what if they've lost the case because of that? That alone could make, that could have derailed the case to get to convict Ibori in the first place. Now, if Ibori had not been convicted, no money would have been recovered. So you cannot sign an affidavit to say your money is not missing, try to jeopardize the case. And when eventually the money is recovered, you're not saying that money belongs to you. Your money is not missing. It's not possible. It's not just to say, and why the people of Delta cannot now say, oh, it's only a few people in that. What was their reaction when their state governor did that? They did not react. Ibori is their son. They defended him. They stood with him. Now, you cannot, because of money, now start denying what you did. In fact, if you look at...
But is it the same government in power today?
Who installed the same government? Who is installing the governor in Delta State today? Is it still Ibori? Is it still Ibori that installed this governor? So why are you asking for money now? In fact, they released a statement saying, the others of Delta released a statement saying that even though they still insist on the innocence of their son. So how can you insist on the innocence of your son and still be asking for the fruit of the same tree?
Is there any provision under the law that allows me to take your property just because you did not react properly?
No, but there's a provision of the law that says that once you say something is not yours, it is not yours. It's the state government that said it was not theirs. They said, my property is not missing. Police said, I found this on the road. Does it belong to you? You swore an affidavit saying, no, it is not my own. My own is with me at home. Then you cannot come and say, give it to me again.
All right. Thank you, Kayode, for calling. We've got a message. Elder Godwin M.M. Chukwu says, the Eastern Corridor Rehabilitation to me is another ploy to catch the attention of the Southeast, South-South for 2023 election. Buy rehabilitation and not full construction and make double carriageway. Let the right things be done. Elder Godwin M.M. Chukwu, thank you very much for your message. We've got Meg in Lekki on the line. Hello, Meg.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling us.
Okay, I want to talk briefly on this Ibori issue.
Mm.
Like the last caller said, or the second to the last caller said,
mm-hmm.
I'm from Delta State, funny enough, but I know how majority of people from Delta reacted when this Ibori issue was on.
Okay.
And it tilted towards supporting him
okay.
and trying to scuttle the laws
okay.
to suit him so that he will be freed.
Okay.
So if they didn't admit money was missing, why are they agitating for the money to be spent?
But the money is not the federal government's money.
The money is for the country. It can be used anywhere.
It's actually not for the country. It's actually for Delta State. It's for Delta State.
Delta State is a state in Nigeria. When people are traveling from Lagos to Onitsha, they go through one of the routes that they want to fix.
Mm.
My point is, in as much as I do not support the duplication of costs, like Sarah said that they've given that they were going to use Abacha loop for those same things, my worry is, if the guy still has very strong political influence in Delta State, if the money gets back to the coffers of Delta State, it's going to disappear again. If right now we don't even know what the Abacha loot has been used for, what's the guarantee that this loot, if it's returned, will be... Nigeria is just a laughable country, honestly. How do you steal such an amount of money? One man. What are you doing with it? That's just one part of it. And Sandra, were you in Nigeria when he was released?
Yes,
did you see the fanfare? Mandarabosha. Let me speak in tongues. Did you see the fanfare in Delta State? Did you see the justification? Some of the people that I grew up in settlement were justifying stealing? Oh, no, please.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Be that as it may, why can't the federal government maybe hold this money in trust? Because you just said we don't know what FG used Abacha loot for.
Yes.
If this money is Delta State's money, and it is, why should it go... Why should it go into funding something the federal government that we don't know what they used the Abacha loot for them to fund the same things they say that they are funding the Abacha loot with?
My dear Sandra, the truth of the matter is nobody can be trusted in government. Both state government or both federal government, nobody can be trusted. So let the money go back to where it came from.
Ah.
Let the people hold it in trust for Delta State people.
Ah.
What do you want me to say now?
Meg.
Since we don't know who we use it for what.
Meg.
It's really shameful, honestly. It's shameful where we are as a country. Where people justify stealing. How do you justify stealing? How do you justify? It's like my son going to steal in a supermarket, for instance. Mm-hmm. And instead of covering my face in shame, I say, he stole now, so what is the big deal? It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a dent on the image of the state.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as I'm not happy about it, I didn't also like the way the fanfare when he was released. I beg that they make noise. Come, make we celebrate you. Please. Whatever they want to do with the money, let them do. After all, the state has not collapsed since it's stolen.
Okay, Meg. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra.
What's your name?
Yeah. Mrs. Sioluwa Shola.
Good to have you on the show, ma'am. Yes, welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Nigeria, I don't know when we are going to change. What happened to Ibori? Ibori was not arrested in Nigeria. He was arrested in Dubai. And the offense, Britain accused him for, it was the offense he committed over there. The money they got, it was from his associates, his family. And it's good that they called to return the money for Nigeria. And the right thing federal government supposed to do
is to return the money to the state and monitor the money that used for the people in that state. They are saying when it happened, people of that state, you remember in 2012, the people in Delta, the supporter, went to the court in Kaduna or Sokoto. They pulled down the fence of that court. Up to today, Nigeria cannot prosecute Iboria and Oda. Why are we talking of that? They are stealing the money in all 36 states, including the federal. They should return the money and let the money used for the people in that state.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Gabriel.
Yeah, they are just giving COVID-19 to different states. When you get, I've just tried to give you another different way of doing things in Nigeria.
Okay.
Kogi governor said there is no COVID-19 in Kogi state. Just watch. From now to Saturday, and that Kogi people are not going to benefit from it. Let's go back to Delta state. All the 36 governor in Nigeria in 1999 have been stealing our money. Although they are not supporting Ibori. Every governor from north to south, south to east and west, all of them have been stealing our money. The Ibori tribe in Delta state. We are just shouting on radio. Remember, most of us are also current in our own way. We should just reduce our noise. We are all of our, majority of our current in our own way. They should, yeah, that's just the true story. I work with them. I work with them. Everybody, 99% of Nigeria are all corrupt. Start shouting people eating Nigeria, eating state money. Most Nigeria, we are all corrupt. One way to another. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Corrupt.
All right. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, let me bring you our final story. It's a terrible one. Police in an Imo town allegedly killed two innocent siblings. And now an angry mob has allegedly burned down their station. That's our third story. Orlando Ikoku is the Imo State police spokesperson. And he confirmed that a station in Ihite Uboma has indeed been torched. We're waiting for more details on that story. What we are hearing is that people in the town heard that a woman died in police custody allegedly. And when police brought her body to the family, they allegedly shot her brother for getting angry and shouting. Now, we're still trying to confirm the facts of that story, but the townspeople heard it, got upset with the police, and went to burn the station down. Now, like I said, we don't know whether the original story that sparked the anger is true or not. And that very fact brings up the question of trust in the police. Because a lot of people will hear a story like that, and they will instantly believe it, because they've known something like that has happened before. Or, for example, if somebody calls in and tells a story about how police extorted them at a checkpoint, a lot of you will believe it because you've seen or you experienced something similar. So it leads to the question, does the Nigeria police force have a public trust problem? If they do, how do they fix it? How do they rectify it? Because let me tell you, trust between the police and the public is necessary. You cannot police a people who are not consenting to be policed. So maybe that's one of the issues making our security situation worse. For example, you often hear the police complain that the public doesn't share information with them or cooperate with them during investigations. Could this lack of trust be one of the reasons? 0700-993-993. How can the police fix the trust deficit between them and the people? Let's talk to Joy. Hello, Joy. Thank you very much for calling us.
Sandra, this is my first time of calling into your show.
I'm glad to have you on the show today. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Mm. Good afternoon. So, Sandra, the last topic you brought up, this issue should have been rectified a long time ago. That should be last year, during the NSAS. And I know NSAS is part of the department in the police. So, and if the issue has not been identified, so this question you just posed now means that the government is not even ready to salvage the image of the of Nigerian police. So that question, I don't think we are...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Joy. Call us back if you can. Would appreciate it if you did call us back. Let's talk to you. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Deacon Ike from Yanera.
Welcome, Deacon Ike.
Yeah. Sandra.
Yes.
You see, Nigeria police, they have a very bad reputation to public. I tell you, it's a serious situation because the way it is, people do no longer have trust with Nigerian police because if you have a good information and pass it to them, you become a victim. And it will take the by the special grace of God for you to come up from the hook of the police. If we have seen it happen, you know, countless times, a lot of, you know, different occasions. And so when you hear that police do this, you know, it becomes a history, it becomes a story. And everybody tends to believe it. So it has been like that, for, you know, right from the beginning. Now, let me, please, let me go back to the second story.
Yeah.
You see, I'm from Imo State. And when you see some things happen, you know, you look as if you want to take sides. I take the side of the government. You know why?
Why?
Because from the story, you know, the analysis you gave, if I have the money and the, I said that my money is not missing and somebody said my money is missing and I said that my money is not missing and somehow along the line, you know, their money is rather... In fact, when government was possessing this money, Delta State did not lift a finger to support them. To, you know, to help them. Now, in the normal, you know, process, we are people that are genuine, because I know that they are not genuine, because government, like one lady said, that they cover up their, you know, their deeds. Now, if somebody who knows better than you said your money is missing, and you know that you have money, what you're supposed to do is to look down and, you know, investigate it properly, or you remain, you know, silent and, you know, play along with them and see how that money, you know, where that money is missing and how it's missing. Now, you played game that you clean up, thinking that they will not find out exactly what is happening, and so that when you perpetrate the same act, then somebody else will clean up your own mess or cover your mess. And that was why the government then said that they are not, nothing is missing. And the money is missing. And now the money has returned. And then you now say that it is Delta State money. Yes, of course, it's Delta State money. But government have to use it. I support that they should use it. But one thing that I'm against is that using that money to fund the Express Road and the, you know, Second Niger Bridge, and this Abuja Road, I am against it because we have federal road in Delta State. If they don't want to return that money to Delta State, you know, to use, because I know that if that money goes back to the hand of the government in Delta State, that money will seem disappear like the one of Alamese. You know, Alamese in Bayelsa, they return the money because they went to court, and they return the money to Bayelsa. Today, nobody knows what happens to that money, what they use that money for. So I am in support of the government, but government have to use that money to do some projects in, you know, Delta State, because that is where that originally that money
comes,
you know,
from.
Is missing.
Okay.
Are you with me?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Let me go to WhatsApp. We have lots of messages on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. President Sandra, what really happened? Why should police kill two siblings? I am in support of burning down the police station. I'm not in support of burning down a police station. No reason should people take law into their own hands. You can protest without getting violent, without destroying public property, which is what a police station is. It's public property. Because if you have to settle a civil matter, you still go to the police station to go and file a report. You know, imagine needing one and they've burned that down. So it's illegal to do that. Don't support that. Sandra, Buhari once said Abacha did not loot, so should they hold our money because Buhari doesn't believe that Abacha looted? They are sending the money back anyway, and Buhari is making use of the money he said was not looted. That's a message from Chukwuma in Ijibo. All right, Chukwuma, thank you for your message. John Okorafor says, if anybody is worried about Delta State concerning Ibori loot, our president also said that Abacha did not steal Nigeria's money. Does that stop the federal government not to receive and spend the money? All right, then. We've got a lot of messages. Let me see. Sandra, my name is Tare from Lekki. Abubakar Malami and the FG should remember, say, I where they cry, they see road. Oh, since I was born, they've been building that road. Until today, they're still building the same Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. The money was stolen from Delta State, so let it be returned to Delta State. Mr. A cannot steal Mr. B's phone, and when the phone is found by the police, the money is now given to Mr. C. All right. Thank you for your message. Let's take a look at a final message before we have to go on a break. This one says, Sandra, the money should be used by the federal government. If it is given to Delta State, the governor will give it back to Ibori, who is presently the political godfather in Delta State. Let's be wise. That's a message from Wangi in Amuodofing. All right, Lagos, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up, and then we'll talk to Kate Henshaw, who was a panelist at Glasgow. Don't go away. Oh, life. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a better life. Yeah, 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 yeah. A new life is here, yeah, where we lift the weight off you. Enterprise life, so you can achieve more, mm-hmm, in everything you do. Enterprise life, it's a new. Leave the new life from Enterprise Life Assurance, where we have tailor-made life insurance solutions to take care of your worries. Our decades of experience in many West African markets, plus our unique one-on-one customer relationship, helps you get the best out of life. Visit www.myenterprisegroup.io/NG or call 0700 Enterprise. Enterprise Life Assurance. Your advantage.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
4 minutes to 4 o'clock, and then we'll switch gears to the glass ceiling. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. I told you that the proposed revival of the Eastern Economic Corridor is our first story. President Buhari flagged off 3 projects that are meant to help revive the Eastern Economic Corridor. So there's the rehabilitation of the Port Harcourt-Maiduguri Railway, then there's the construction of the Railway Industrial Park, and then there's the Bonny Deep Sea Port. Then I told you the UK government is returning £4.2 million in Ibori loot. James Ibori, who was tried and convicted in the UK for stealing government money while he was Delta State governor and laundering it in Britain, that money has been returned or will be returned. But the UK government is making us sign an MOU to return it to Nigeria. Now, they're saying that the UK is saying that they will never allow their country to be a haven for looted funds again. So that was our second story. For our third story, I told you that police in Imo allegedly killed 2 innocent siblings and an angry mob allegedly burned down their station. We have the state police spokesperson, Orlando Ikoku, saying that, confirming that a station was indeed burned down. We're waiting for more details on that story. And the big question I'm asking from that story is how the police can go about fixing public's perception of it, public trust for the institution. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Only call that number if you are a woman. If you're a man, the number you should be calling is 0700-993-993-993. We've got Jide calling back. Hello, Jide. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you. I want to speak on the first topic, please.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to play a role of a prophet.
Okay.
Let me say, in 2025, by God's grace, God keeping us, Nigeria's GDP will start growing at a very rapid rate. Why? Because one president is building a rail line from Lagos to Kano, building from Port Harcourt to Maiduguri, building a KK pipeline, building the second Niger Bridge, building so many, many things. I keep asking, what did we gain from the Obasanjos of this world, the Jonathans of this world? What legacy project? I keep asking, I've asked that question. What did they do with our commonwealth? Despite lean resources, we can still work on ground. And then for Ibori, I don't have much to say about Ibori.
Okay.
I just thank God. Is not if this was the case of Ashuaju in Lagos, we won't be saying all this on now. To be honest, in fact, there may be a nationwide protest. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you very much for calling, Jide. All right, on Twitter, Joy Forever says Ibori is being used as a scapegoat because he was caught. All our politics office holders have cases to answer. Delta should have the money. Let the federal government develop the Eastern Bloc, open up all the ports. Iron M says, what's really the bone of contention about this? No money is missing. If money was not missing, why was Ibori jailed? Has any political thief in this country ever accepted that they're guilty? That money should be given back to the Delta State government. All right, Iron M. On my son of Bini says, if people claim that all Deltans celebrated Ibori, then all Lagosians celebrated Chief Olabode George, since we all want to be mad in this country. Omoe Shan, thanks for your message. I think we should pause at this point because it's 4 o'clock. Let's bring you business news. After the business news, let's bring you the glass ceiling. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.